Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chuckalis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Chuckalis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Gumpert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Randy Gumpert. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Carrasquel scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tebbets and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minoso juggles the ball. That's an error on Minoso. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gumpert. Rosen moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and steps on second to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Boone moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gumpert. McCuskey moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCuskey scores. Simpson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Luis Aloma now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball towards center. Busby catches it and throws to third to double up Rosen. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoso scores. One out. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Tebbets and he is out, Avila applying the tag. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Bob Chuckalis. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss pinch runs for Paul Lehner. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Sternweiss moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to third for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCuskey for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tebbets. Carrasquel moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Lou Brissy. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-2 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aloma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Aloma moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Bob Dillinger pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Busby hits a line drive towards short. Boone makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Dillinger scores. Coleman moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coleman scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Berthas now playing first base. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Combs pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aloma fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.